in the yard with her, and I ran like hell. She had that stick or she'd throw it. He said, I knew if I could get to the corner, the kitchen corner, if I could get that corner, I was safe. Because I said, Mom, let me tell you something. Grandma is a witch. You see all them 10 black cats in the backyard? Grandma, you know all them cats out there? Grandma, I made the corner. So that stick came around that corner. He said, Mom, I had the corner. Mom, I had the corner. I turned that corner. That stick came around that corner, hit me square in the back of the head. So I tell you something, I didn't run from Grandma no more. So if Grandma won't whoop my ass, I just stand and let her whoop my ass. So I am not going to run from that woman no more, because that stick came around that corner. Why that stick you talking about?
Yeah, it was a thicker cane than that. It was a thick, heavy cane, and she was fucking
but all right, that's what we knew. We didn't know any better.
But it's
whatever
funny
you
now.
Did, we got beat for it. We too, I got a, every day, Lara used to lay in my bed and say, I wonder what I'm going to get a beat by tomorrow. I'm in the bed at night saying this, I wonder what I'm going to get a beat by tomorrow, because I'm going to get one. Okay, I know I'm going to get one. I'm going to do something to mess up. I try my best not to mess up, but I get that beat. You're lucky though, Larry. You're lucky. Suppose you had to get up in the morning time, Larry. Mm-hmm. So you're 5 years old. And you got to walk about the distance up here to CVS. And you know how it is early in the morning when it's dark?
Yeah.
You walk down that road to this house with this little white lady that came on the walk. She got two cows. I'm 5 years old. I'm not big as Victoria. Okay? She's milking two cows. The idea for this job is you bring the cow out in her calf. Before you milk the cow, the calf has to suck on the teddy, so the milk will come down. See, the cow, the milk in the cow's bag, she won't let it down until her calf starts sucking. She will let the milk down so that her calf can suck. So when he starts sucking, you take a stick, you hit him on the head and get him away from his mother. Then when you get him away, now this is 5 years, a four-legged cow, a big cow. Now the white lady will come over with this rag, and it's cold when it's in wintertime, and wipe off the, you know, the cow's teddy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like holding the calf back so he don't get to his mother with a stick. I'm running around and keeping the calf with the mother. Watch this little white lady milking the cow. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then when she get all the milk that she want out of the cow, I let the calf go to his mother. Then we bring out the second calf. And we go through the same thing. We do this every other day. Now, where the cows live is just filth. They cow shit, it's dirt, if it's sometimes it's wet from rain. And you had to take your shoes off because, you know, you got to go to school. Larry, I have walked and stepped in a pile of warm cow shit. You know what it is, step in a pile of, you know what a cow shit is. But a cow shit is a big pile of shit. And I'm the littlest kid slipping and sliding goddamn cow shit. I'm telling you, think you got it bad now. You listen to this. Now, we go to this well. The water's in the well. It's cold. You let the bucket down in there. And you get out this water and you pour it on your feet. Cold water to rinse the doo-doo off your feet. And then you wipe your feet off. But your feet is going to stink. Now you got to put your shoes on. I got to walk back to the house, get my brother and my sister. Then we got to walk to school. We had to walk to school for the distance here, almost a large bus. You okay? We got to walk to school, there's no buses. Okay? And sometimes the shoes that I'm wearing, the sole has come off. And my father has wired it up with wire. This is the school that I'm wearing. And I gotta keep my little toes stuck up on the desk so the kids, they keep making fun of my shoes or my smell from the car. Now, I do this because the lady give me 25 cents a week. She put this milk in two giant pans. Certain time, it comes cream on it. She scraped the cream off of this milk. She puts it in a churn, and it makes butter. Now the milk that's left in the pan is It's like cottage cheese. She gives me a big jar of that and milk, the buttermilk, and some butter. So my mother can make us decent bread. She make us good biscuits. There's no white bread to buy. Forget about that. My mother made all the bread. And the biscuits, if you had milk, it made them stand up and be like, the biscuits not in Martha Stewart is showing on the goddamn TV. Mm-hmm. That's what my mother used to make. And she used to make the cornbread with the milk. My job was to see that we had milk all year, you see, for bread. And I had 25 cents a week. That was like $5. Today would be about $5. I was big chef. I was big stuff, right? I was working, okay? Now, on the other hand, she would give me a piece of ham. She had these, all these hams hanging up in the smoker. You know, the one that you buy, pay all the money from? These people had about 24 hanging up in the smokehouse. She cut me off a slice of ham to take on my mother's that have ham every now and then. And we could season, mama could season the green. That was my job to help out with the family, okay? Then we used to go help people with picking the cotton, chopping tobacco, and the money we got out of that, that was money that my mama had to take and go for my older sisters and brother by cloth to have dressing made for them to wear to school. You understand where I'm coming from here? That's what we contribute, okay? You kids today can go to work and go out and buy $100 sneakers. You got bread that's already sliced up there and stuff, right? You can buy your milk from the store. I'm a 5-year-old kid, punishing that so we can have decent food. The house we live in, the chickens and the pigs is walking. You can look through the cracks of the chickens and the pigs laying on the small enough place, okay? The roof was made out of tin. Huh? You go to the bathroom, there was a little house in the backyard. You understand? So I didn't have my mother walk and say, Martha, I love you. My sister, I love you, you know, I love you, baby, I love you, my children. I said, get out here and do this, get out here and do that, because we had to contribute.
Life is hard.
Exactly. Okay? I said to myself, when I got grown, I would not push my kids out to do jobs that they didn't want to do. I have never did that for any of my kids. I have never asked any of my kids to go work, bring me anything in. I always wanted them to go to school, get your education. Get something that you don't have to clean floors. You don't have to do what I had to do. That is all why I asked Marcia Diane to do it and to do, right? But we was in the flats. I finally got a break and I came out here. And I said, this is it. Good place for my kids. I'm the only black person in this block. And a real estate man said, told Mr. Weinstein, they will never accept her on the block because she's black. They don't want black people in the neighborhood. That's why she said, right in that kitchen. And he said, Martha, let's look for another house. I said, no. I don't want this house. This is the house I want. But he said, Martha, you heard the man. The man said, you're not going to get along here because they don't want him. I said, that's why I want to be here. Because I won't accept them. They don't accept me. I don't accept them. They stay in their house. I would stay in my house, okay? It took about 3 or 4 months. My boss tried to convince me to move me over there. 3 places over in the flat, so he took me to try to move in those houses over there now. I said, nope. The flats was not like it now. That flats was tore up. I mean, it was tore down over there. And I kept telling him, I'm not leaving a ghetto to move into a ghetto. But we was not in a ghetto in the Bronx. We still live in a nice place in the Bronx. It's still nice, okay? But I moved here. Diana just said, I'm not going to school with these whiteys. And Frank was like, I ain't going to school either with these whiteys. Your mother was the only one who went to school. You know, because she began to get buddies. Marcia was buddy with the whites, the rich whites, the poor whites. She was buddy with everybody, right? So she could fit in. But Diana was with them people over there, nothing now. Now the troublemakers, right? And Bert. So I'm trying to work. Now, I done made a vow when I was a kid. My kids don't have to work. My kids under the, I thought it was good to give them this type of house. This was a beautiful house once upon a time. Once upon a time, it was fabulous. Oh, it was fabulous. Trees all over the yard. This person here and her brother there. By that time, there was my tree over there that dropped dead in the backyard. I had a
Listen,
I got, it was flowers and roses growing up back there, right? Red roses growing up. Oh, this place was beautiful.
Yeah, she had a nice tree.
But, you know,
once.
They didn't want it out here.
They
didn't want to stay out here.
Because we knew we wasn't going to be treated right.
You understand? But what could I do? Could I quit my job and go back to work?
No.
I was on welfare. You know what I did about welfare? I gave up my welfare check, man, when I moved out here. You know what I'm saying? I did not need welfare. That's why I hate welfare. I don't want welfare. I felt like, listen, I could do without welfare. You know, you don't have to have. I had all these kids, and I got off of welfare. You understand? Because I didn't need it. I hate it. And I survived. But, you know, my family did not want it. But I was not here for Marcia and Diana or Bert. I was working. I was going to take him from Mr. Weinstein, taking care of him, okay? And he, in turn, was paying me to have the good things for my kids. But they did not see it like that. They couldn't see it. So maybe it was my fault. Maybe I should have stayed in the ghetto, brought them in the ghetto. Maybe some of them would have been dead, I'm quite sure. But I brought my kids to a very safe environment. You understand? I just think this was a very safe environment. To me, it was better for them. But for them, because, like, you was in college. You were in college right now with mostly white kids. How many friends you got there?
I had a lot.
Blacks?
Yeah.
Blacks.
Black kids, white kids.
So how did they get along with those white kids?
Everybody, it's like equal.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a very good place to be, because if you're not, you're in big doo-doo. You know what I mean? You feel like
alienated.
I'm isolated. You know what I mean? I'm isolated. Because if you're in a college like that, that's very good. Because most of the colleges you go to like that, it's like they segregate themselves. But if they don't segregate themselves, they get you into all kind of bullshit. You know, when you get with them white ones that want to party down, forget about it. They're trouble. You understand? But if you get to some of them white kids that want to do their homework and go to college, that's fine. That's what you have to look for. You don't have to look for them, especially them white kids that want to party with the black kids, forget about it. Bad news, okay? But if you with some kids that want to do what you want to do, get education, party when you come home on a weekend, that's great too. But no matter the pain that you're feeling now, it's no pain. It is no pain from the pain that I had and my brother had. You understand me when I'm coming here? And the way we was raised, you can really say, my parents didn't love me, but they did. It was a matter of survival. You understand? Bill Crawley used to tell a joke. He said, the way your parents tell you love, he said, sit up straight. Look me in the eye, boy. Stop looking down like that. They're telling you that they love you. But they don't know how to express love. You have to know how to express love, you know. You know, Mr. Weinstein said to me once, Martha, you know,
so if the parents don't know how to express love, how the kids supposed to express love?
That's right. The parents don't even know how to express love because they don't know. You don't. You have to figure that out yourself. I'm going to tell you a story right now. Listen to what I'm going to tell you.